So this is the appeal for 169 Wilmington Road to the Board of Listers. What we will do is go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you will have 15 minutes to let us know what you feel the value should be and why. The board may have some questions, or if you have some questions for us, we can answer that. And then we will recess this session. They will go into deliberative session, make a decision on what the value should be for the mobile home. They can raise it, leave it the same, or lower it. Once that's done, the town will send by certified mail result of grievance notice to you within 14 days of the close of the hearings. So the closing of the hearings were scheduled for the 13th now, so it'll be 14 days within 14 days of that. Okay?
Sure.
So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Lauren Colgin.
Great. You have the floor. You can let us know what you think.
Well, I used to work for the city of Burlington for 25 years, and I retired recently. I used to plow the downtown Burlington. And, well, this thing came recently at a price of $119,600. We went to a couple of sites like Zillow and stuff like that, and none of them listed more than 93. This was on Zillow. It's not listed, but it's estimated to be 93,900. And the price, the estimated sales range is between 74 and 118, they say. Well, I would say 118 or 119, somewhere close to the range that you guys put in, would be a perfect home. I attached on pictures to this whole thing. The bathroom are still in the original shape. They never been upgraded. Recently, last year, we had bath fitters over there. They asked $20,000 plus right to redo them. I just don't have that money. The tiles are cracked. We have a nice porch outside. Unfortunately, I attached pictures. It starts rotting. That's going to need some work. We do have a deck. Unfortunately, weather, it's saying it's worse on that too. I had to replace a few planks on it. And by the way, the porch up front has one of the pylons, one of the footings that he holds it. It's right. I have to cut it and probably pour some concrete underneath it and stuff. So anyway, the ceilings are shot. That needs to be replaced. It's bowing down, and a kitchen I repaired there, but it doesn't look good. It has to be redone. So I would argue that it is just not in a tip-top shape, a renovated, good for it never been like that. We bought it for 26 something. It was always estimated at close to 40,000, 30,000, whatever. But the price, twice it was sold before us, it never reached that price. So we always pay taxes on a little bit more, I would say. But this time the price just jumped up really high. I can buy a brand new mobile home and put it on that lot for $100,000. I don't see anybody in his right mind buying it for $119,000, to be honest with you.
We won't get that. Even if we would like,
we will never get it. Being poor or not having money, that doesn't mean that you're dirty. We keep it clean, it's in good shape. It's just I don't have the money to renovate it. So even if I ever have to sell it, and I realize I'm here, and I tell you honestly, I do realize that times are tough.
Changing.
Prices went up.
Changing.
Just not that much. And I'm gonna quote now something that I read recently online. One of the airlines decided that they have to do cutbacks. And they looked into it, and their engineer really assessed the situation, and they decided that they're gonna take an olive out of each salad when they send airplanes overseas. They saved hundreds of thousands of dollars just by taking one olive off from it. I am here to ask you, take the olive off from my price. That was my thing to say, you know. I'm not asking an arm and a leg, it's just a little bit lower.
Right, a more appropriate value for a very old mobile home.
Yeah, it's an 87. I mean, it's not new. I had to replace a section of a floor already on it, but it's moved in. And
so I have a question. Are you a member of the co-op there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that information is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hence the land value, such as it is. And have you been explained why the land value is 59.9, which adds to the total assessment?
To be honest with you, I never really looked into that one. Everybody's talking about it. They had a meeting over there.
Good, they should.
And
let me explain to you.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll say Bob, because he's explained it. We've done this dozens of times in this last 2 weeks. The state legislature mandated that if a cooperative is formed in these mobile home parks, they said you can no longer assess the land tax to the park owner, but to each individual home that's in the park on a pro rata basis, just across the board, each of them. So that's why the 59.9 is added to every single assessment that's on Wilmington. And the reason behind that, from the legislator's viewpoint, was that no longer will the park owner have to pay a non-homestead tax rate. Because you live there, you can pay a residential tax rate. And then also apply for income sensitivity through the state to get the prebate back to pay a portion of your real estate tax.
I never got anything. I used to work at a city, you know, I had a decent salary and I always went over, so I never benefited of anything.
Yeah, but now that you're retired, the household income this year for qualifying for a prebate is $123,000.
Yeah.
And if you're below that level and you submit last year's tax return and this year's assessment, technically it's supposed to be done by April 1st, but there are extensions granted, especially in an assessing year.
I argue again about that. They're going to take me to the cleaner again. Because we retired and I'm not 65 yet, so
it's not age appropriate.
No, I'm just saying I had to apply. I had to get a health insurance privately.
Which is very hard.
And Vermont, what is that? Vermont Health Connect.
Right.
Help us pay for that. But last year they considered that I paid too little. And they nailed us and they took all my taxes. Instead of getting something back, they took all my taxes. Mm-hmm. And I had to pay in some. And then when I thought that I escaped, they just raised my rate again. So we were paying $900 a month just for health care. Mm-hmm. And then I was taking shots. This is beyond this, but I'm just taking shots to lose weight. They took me off from that. So between me and Health Connect, for both of us, we pay $6,000. But that being said, I want to say about the land, I'm not here for that. Because that's dirt. I'm living on top of it. It cannot be fixed. It cannot be...
The land is land.
It's just dirt. So I'm not going to argue about that. I'm arguing about the condition of the house, which would be overpriced. So all I ask is just reevaluate a little bit the price of the house, and then the land, it is what it is. I can't change the value of the land.
Okay.
You know?
But the other premise from Montpelier was that your lot rent should also go down because no longer will the park owner have to pay those taxes of close to, what, yes. $14 million?
For Westbury, it was like $22,000. Westbury is $15 million.
$15 million, yeah.
Instead, it's pro rata among every single one that's there.
I guess they were arguing over that at the meeting that we had, and they said that, well, you guys go and pay your taxes. It is what it is. And then we'll figure this out.
Yeah, right.
So I might end up